Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The latest on the California cow with BSE. Back on that in just a moment.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
In Washington yesterday, we were able to talk face-to-face with Dr. John Clifford, Chief Veterinary Officer of the USDA, about the California cow diagnosed with BSE, the atypical case of BSE, fourth case of BSE in these United States since 2003 when we found that first case, the cow that stole Christmas. Now, at this point, not a lot of new details available. The key that we're watching overall is how the international marketplace looks at this discovery. Joe Shuley with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says their personnel on the ground in the international markets, they've been actively engaged with their customers, importers, distributors, and retailers to give them as much information as they can. He says so far, reaction internationally has been pretty measured.
We think fairly positive. We don't anticipate any significant negative reaction in terms of market access. Obviously, our trading partners want as much information as possible about the case, and there's still more information that they're waiting for, as we all are. But so far, we feel like the reaction has been generally positive and certainly a far cry from what we saw nearly a decade ago when most of the markets closed. We don't anticipate that type of an impact on international trade this time around. Really, since we haven't had a case in such a long time, it's important to look at some of the BSE cases in beef exporting countries that have taken place recently. And those have had far less impact from a trade standpoint than what we saw 9 or 10 years ago.
There is one indication that in South Korea, one retailer has suspended beef sales temporarily, but all other major retailers continue to offer U.S. products in South Korea. In the case of Japan, they have taken no action to stop exports. The U.S. Meat Export Federation, Shuley says, is hopeful the case will not negatively impact the review process that will move Japan's BSE export requirement for beef from 20 months to 30 months of age.
It would be our hope that this would not impact that process. I mean, there's a formal process underway to look at Japan's policies with regard to BSE, but it's important to note that process does not just involve the United States. That involves Canada and Europe and is really and their own domestic beef supply. It's too early to say exactly what the timeline for conclusion of that process was even before this took place.
Joe Shuley with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. As we mentioned, we've had the opportunity yesterday to hear live and direct from John Clifford, Chief Veterinary Officer of USDA. They're still working on a lot of the details that these international customers are very interested in. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's this Saturday, April 28th, Cole Sand Creek Ranch's Spring Sim Angus Seed Stock Production Cattle Sale. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma, offering 23 yearling Simmental Angus bulls, 17 heifer, and 19 cows with some pairs. For more information, give them a call today, 817-301-7149, or go online to ColeSandCreekRanch.com. The Cole Sand Creek Ranch's Spring Sim Angus Seed Stock Production Sale this Saturday, April 28th at the ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.